A weak solidarity team, listener, when again we can't ignore but can't satirise as sadly the genocidal slaughter of the landless innocents continues amid the myopic hypocrisy of the so-called civilised world. At least millions of people across the globe continue to call for justice for people who have suffered under an occupying military force for 75 years. All power to them. Now resume our normal. A week when true blue Aussies are under threat, living in fear, as about 80 rapists, murderers, child sex offenders are running riot across the nation, thanks to the High Court ruling, unbelievably, that after people have served their sentence, it is illegal to continue to detain them, jail them, lock them up, in these cases, indefinitely. This dangerous judgment, threatening our national security, has caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, springing to our defence, defending us all from being murdered and or raped in our beds. Vampire, werewolf, zombie movies legalised into reality. Streets unsafe, homes unsafe, beds unsafe. And Constable Duffer knows we can't blame the High Court, for the real culprit is the socialist government, because Pete knows the socialists are soft on crime. All right, not all of them have been convicted. Some of them are simply asylum seekers seeking the compassion of our no proper papers, queue-jumping, illegal boat people policy. And Pete knows the socialists are even softer on refugees, on border protection, on protecting us from those fleeing persecution. As an aside, bet the Terra Nullius non-land, non-people wish they'd had a border protection turned back the boats policy 235 years ago. Although a bit more information wouldn't hurt, like how many of these major threats to our security are murderers, rapists, child sex offenders, and how many committed minor crimes, and how many are asylum seekers locked up for life for the heinous crime of fleeing persecution. Nonetheless, the government said it would not make any decisions on the issue until their honours released their decision for the judgment. Then, displaying their renowned courage under fire, as Pete and the media predicted murder, rape and child molestation like the country has never seen, the socialists legislated to punish the released for being released. But Constable Duffer handcuffed them all legislation, obviously presciently knowing this would not contravene their honour's judgments. Are we under threat when other convicted people are released after they have served their sentence? We asked Minister Catherine Kinghead the Desperate. No, of course not. That is different. Those people have served their sentence. But so have these people. Many have not even been convicted of anything. They're seeking asylum. But they are not true blue Aussies. As Constable Duffer has made clear, and therefore we as a government agree, these people have no right to live in this country. Catherine, this issue has raised really important issues. Security, safety, murder, mayhem. Surely it's incumbent upon the government to legislate that any person convicted of any offence never be released back into the community to threaten security and frighten dear little children. Detained for life. Surely it's the only way to protect the community. Good heavens, that would be against all the principles of our criminal justice system. Pete, we asked Pete, why do these people have no right to live in this country? Because they are not like true blue Aussies, showing the socialists are soft on like crime and, you know, like even softer on like no proper papers, queue jumping illegal, you know, boat people. So given that, what do you consider the great poverty that makes true blue Aussies different? Like, you know, our great like commitment to multiculturalism. A six-syllable word, Pete. And Pete's dedication to multiculturalism led him to the brilliant conclusion that these vampire, werewolf, zombies murdering, raping and molesting nationwide would lead to rampant anti-Semitism, revealing his empathetic concern for the Palestinian Semite people and making a connection no one else would have thought of, yet again highlights something we have all admired for so long: Pete's razor-sharp, incisive mind. Like his solution to climate change, if there is such a thing, small modular nuclear reactors, a generous offer, given he knows there is no such thing. Constantly baiting the government by refusing to consider the scientific wonders, the obvious solution to pollution, showing Constable Duffer in his wisdom also knows something we must have missed, that the same science has solved the little problem of a few thousand years of lethal nuclear waste. Just a pity that the example, the not-so-living proof of this success, has been abandoned in the US of the UN of the US of the world, sinking 930 mil of public money with it, 930 mil handed to a private company as costs soared and the technology remains unproven. Pete's 930 mil plus nuclear waste wasted. Not that it stopped the caring business class and hayseed and sheepshit lot pursuing its solution, pointing out that wind, solar and hydro also have a few problems. Yeah, good point. But at least they do have one small advantage, like they work. Just in case there is such a thing as climate change, generous offer at the Pacific Islands Forum by Big Supremo Anthony Albanese that refugees jumping off sinking islands can come to True Blue Aussie and join the slave labour force. A limited number, but the positive is True Blue Aussie can now go on polluting to our heart's content, knowing we are doing our bit. The great responsible fossil behemoths can continue to make what's left of life better for their shareholders, and no need to point out, the refugees from those fossils will have to wear shackles and meet all those requirements and face mandatory detention, because refugees are by definition a security threat. Still, Pete may be onto something, as a headline this week stressed those problems facing wind, solar, hydro. Floods, fire, drought threaten green shift. Yes, climate change is a threat to addressing climate change. Well, that would explain why the government policy to prevent fossils polluting us is to approve more and more fossils. Coal mines and fracking and gas exploration and seismic testing on whales and all those panaceas. Imagine if the government, unlike the previous government, didn't believe in climate change, if there is. It was also revealed that Anthony Albanese had been wined and dined in Canberra by sports bet or lose just before the last election, and the somewhat misnomered responsible gambling True Blue Aussie, representing the big gambling behemoths, had thrown a huge party for the minister responsible Michelle rolling along with them's birthday last year at an ultra-expensive Melbourne restaurant. Neither recorded on their register of interest because they were organised by a Socialist Party fundraiser which charges the caring business class $110,000 a year, giving them access to government, but which somehow exempts ministers from having to declare a little bit of ultra-expensive corporate wining and dining. On the other hand, some people might be prepared to pay a heap of money not to have to meet them. If ever we wanted a definition of insensitivity, of outright cruelty, this is it. Workers can be so cruel, we often wonder why caring employers bother to put up with them at all. Last week, we reported transnational stevedore DP World, for Dud the Public, was suffering from industrial action by the evil union, even though it big-heartedly offered workers an agreement under which no worker would be worse off. Generosity run riot. Worker greed, one of the reasons we suspect Dud the Public was forced to increase its charges by 56% to $191 a container, compared favourably with the non-privatised Fremantle, where the publicly owned inefficient port charges all of $51, showing the huge economic and social benefits of privatisation, worth a 380 to 400% premium for the efficiency of the private sector. But then, poor DP World copped a cyber attack, making it more difficult to charge the 191, and what support did it get from its greedy workers? they announced they would maintain their industrial action. No compassion whatever for their caring employer. As sad a definition of cruelty, of insensitivity, as we can imagine. When did the public's wage offer, well, non-wage offer, is doubtless based on its compassion for the common good, its concern for all true blue Aussies, including those heartless workers. As quarterly wage figures showed, a 1.3% increase, the highest annual figure ever. And Dud the public knows this could force the Reserve Losses Bank to yet again increase interest rates, and that would hurt all those workers. As wise economists who understand the delicate flower that is the economy point out, a 1.3% wage increase is dangerously high, rocketing wages to a mere 2% below the inflation rate. And Dud the public knows, clearly understands, the delicate flower, knows the price of labour is the reason for inflation, that crippling 1.3%, while its 56% price increase would have no impact whatever. Poor DP World is learning fast about the greed of workers brainwashed by evil anti-true blue Aussie unions, something the airline which used to be our airline learned a long time ago, reflected this week in yet another example of the law being an ass when a New South Wales court, in a case brought by WorkSafe, ruled a health and safety representative had been unfairly sacked when he raised issues about cleaning workers' health at the height of the COVID pandemic in 2020. Following that earlier ruling that the airline which used to be had illegally sacked, or sorry, sadly had to let go, hundreds of employees and replaced them with labour hire workers, justified, not the ruling but the sadly having to let go bit, by airline which chair Richard Gotcher, that it had sound commercial reasons, such as Richard, agreed, profit. When he makes such a strong case, we have to question the short-sightedness of those evil unions. Finally, on that irony that climate change is a barrier to solving climate change, Western True Blue Aussie Supremo Roger Cook the Planet announced Western True Blue Aussie would have to increase its emissions, its contribution, by extracting and exporting more and more gas and critical minerals required for the world to decarbonise. Huh? George Orwell bleed. Good morning.